Hello, hello, and welcome to the New Mindset Who Dis podcast. My name is Case Kenny at case.kenny on Instagram, and this is my weekly podcast where I create short, no BS episodes dedicated to helping you be the person you're meant to be, leave your comfort zone, and live a fulfilling and purposeful life. Let's go. Right. Welcome to episode 82. Super excited for this episode. It's on a really simple topic. That's change. And it's interesting, I think, for me to talk about this, because if you know me or maybe you listen, you know that I'm a really stubborn dude. Like, I like what I like. I like doing what I like doing. And it can be challenging, I guess, to change my mind about certain things. But even, you know, being that guy, I've learned that change is such an important aspect of becoming the person that I want to become. And I've learned that there's really no limit on how much I can change or how often I can change. I've learned through my own experience and those of my friends and network that it's never too late to change. It doesn't matter how stubborn you are, how old you are, where you live, what your career is, how long you've been doing what you've been doing, how long you've been in a relationship, whatever, you can always change. And to me, that is just a freaking powerful realization and something that I want to talk about today in this episode. Real quick, before I get into it, I do want to give today's sponsor a quick shout. It's Bespoke Post. It's for dudes, and I'm a dude, so it makes sense. I've said before. Basically, Bespoke Post is on a mission to help you upgrade your style or your apartment. They've been sending me what they call a box of awesome each month, and I really like it. Basically, what these guys do is they're out scouting for just unique, cool stuff to send you each month in a box. If you are searching for the perfect drink, something cool for your apartment, travel, whatever, Bespoke Post has you covered. They've sent me barrel aging kits, cigars, weekender bags, really cool stuff. They basically curate things and then send you them each month. So each box goes for under $50, but it's got like over $70 worth of gear inside. It's a really good deal. And basically the first of each month, you'll get an email from them with box details, and then you'll have 5 days to change the colors, sizes, add things, whatever. If you're not feeling that month's box, you can say no. It's a really cool model, and they obviously have been kind enough to send me a couple boxes, and I'm really digging what they've sent me. So thank you to today's sponsor, Bespoke Post. You can go to boxofawesome.com, answer a few short questions, and that'll help them get started, get a feel for kind of what you'd be into. And they're also, of course, they're hooking you up because you're a listener. You can get 20% off your first subscription box. You go to boxofawesome.com. You can enter code MINDSET at checkout and get your 20% off. So boxofawesome.com, code MINDSET, rock it out. So thanks a lot to Bespoke Post for sponsoring today's episode. So getting into it, I was watching some Netflix this past week, and somehow in true Case fashion, ended up watching a documentary on some weird, just random stuff. I tend to always do that. In this case, it was a documentary on bodyguards, like behind the scenes look at the guys who protect, you know, celebrities like Justin Bieber and 50 Cent. They were covered in it. It was actually super interesting. You should check it out. But there was a line in there. They're interviewing one of these bodyguards. And I can't remember what the context was or exactly what he said, but it was something to the extent of, he goes, yeah, well, you know, when you're 32 or 33, you're basically who you are by now. You know, that's not going to change. That's what he said. And obviously, if you know me, I heard that, I saw that, and I took issue with it. That's what I want to talk about today, the fact that I don't think it's ever too late to change for the better. And I think a lot of that sentiment is coming from the eternal optimist in me. But then again, I can look at my own life and can confirm that it's literally never too late. Like, I've grown so much from a personal perspective over the past 2 years, and I'm 30 now, I'm almost 31. And I continue to change all the time, and I will continue to change all the time. And to pinpoint an age or a time in someone's life and say, oh, well, you know, that's it. By this point, you are who you are. Like, I think that's nuts. I think that's absolute insanity. And I could even look to bigger than life examples and say that flat out, that's not true, right? I did some quick Googling. Stan Lee, for example, the comic creator, legend, he created his first comic, The Fantastic Four, when he was the ripe age of 40. Vera Wang, the designer, she was a figure skater and a journalist before she even decided to get into fashion. And that was also age 40. Bunch of other examples. Samuel L. Jackson, he didn't get his first major movie role until he was 41. So you can look on the internet. There's so many examples of great, huge, impactful people totally switching things up when they're 30, 40, 50, and so on and so forth. So I think it's incredibly true to say that it's never too late to change, whether that's something about your career path or creative field, or something about your character, your personality, your personal growth. It's never too late, you know? And I'm a pretty realistic dude, and I can agree that it's, you know, probably not necessarily practical to sit here and say that you can up and change career anytime. You know, obviously, family responsibilities don't always make that practical. It's a risk. Like, I understand that. So I'm not going to talk so much about that directly. I'm also the first to say that change is hard. It's tough. It's not just a snap of your fingers and voila, you're a new person or in a new, more fulfilling career. It takes time. It's not always that simple. So I'm not necessarily going to lean into that, but I have proven in my life, and I've witnessed it time and time and time and time again in other people's lives, that literally as long as you're alive, as long as you're waking up every morning, it's never too late to change yourself. It's never too late. And I say that for the very specific reason that I've learned that it's never too late to follow your curiosity. To follow your curiosity. That, I think, is what enables you to change. Curiosity. Because you follow your innate curiosity of what can be, what will be, what is possible. And that's what leads to change. That's why you can always change. Because you can ask yourself questions like, what if I was more confident and sure of myself? What if I said what was on my mind more often? What if I did more of what I was passionate about? What if I stopped settling in my job, my relationships, my health, everything? You can ask yourself questions like that. And instead of being like that dude in the documentary who for some reason thinks that by a certain age is pretty much closed door, too late to change the answers to those questions, instead of being like that, you can instead follow your curiosity and see where that leads you. And from my experience, when you do that, it leads you to some really, really interesting places where change, frankly, is made so much easier, where you can change no matter how old you are, no matter how much money you make, no matter how many times you've been told no, no matter where you live, your upbringing, how long you've been doing what you've been doing, you can change. You can lean into your curiosity and answer that question of what if. And I'm very confident that it's never too late to change for the specific reason, again, that it's never too late to follow your curiosity. You know, there's nothing that should stop you from at least exploring it. There's no commitment there, just exploring your curiosity. So how do you do that? I think a big key to being able to follow your curiosity is to let go of the past. A big reason why I think we kind of get stuck in this mentality that by a certain age or after having done something for a certain amount of time that, you know, it is what it is because we look back at our past to validate ourselves. We look back at the past as reasons why we are the way we are, doing the things we do with the people we're with and so on and so forth. We look at it as validation for why we are the way we are. And I know it's not always easy to stop looking back, but I found that when you can shift your focus forward rather than back, that's where the real magic happens. That's when you're able to see what you're curious about. And instead of being like, oh, well, I've always been this way, you can start asking yourself questions like, what if? And when you seriously ponder those questions, that's when curiosity can lead you to try new things. And that is what change is all about. Asking yourself, what if? And then seeing what is possible through curiosity instead of immediately saying no because of the past. And I can think of all kinds of scenarios from my life where kind of shutting off that narrative of, yeah, you know, that's how things have always been for me, or that's just how things are, of how shutting that off opened the floodgates for me for a more curiosity-driven mindset. You know, I've heard it professionally. Oh, you know, Case, you've been in sales for the past seven years. Looks like you're going to do that for the rest of your life. And I say, nah, you know, I podcast and I write and I make a living from that. From a relationship perspective, I've always been a relationship dude, always been in a relationship. It's always been really comfortable. I've always had someone else, you know, but lately, no, it's like, what if I followed my curiosity and said, let me see what's out there instead. Let me learn about myself and what I want. And I'm living that. You know, so many other examples. I always used to be the quiet guy. I've said that before, the guy who didn't really speak up, you know, but what if I did? That was the question I asked. And then my curiosity led me to an answer. And that's what I'm leading and living now. And I won't shut the fuck up. And that was a big change. If you listen to the podcast, I think last episode, I talked about how I used to be a howdy guy. I'd greet people with a howdy. And you know, but I don't do that anymore. So I've changed, right? Silly example, but I really do believe that no matter where you are in life right now, you have an infinite amount of experience and opportunities ahead of you. You know, and your growth and your development doesn't have to stop because you're a certain age or because you've always been a certain way. It's never too late to make things right with yourself, to change something you don't like about yourself, to let go of something that happened in the past, to elevate yourself, to grow. And I don't care if you're married with kids or you're single as fuck or you're 17 years old or you're 40 years old. From my experience, you can indeed always change. And that's a blanket statement, but I kind of commit to it. I kind of say that blindly because obviously I'm not married with kids. I'm not 40. How can I make that statement? But I'm confident in my point of view here because I really believe that you can change because you're allowed to. You can change because you're allowed to, and that there's nothing wrong with change. And when you can acknowledge that, it kind of sets you free. You know, you're allowed to become the outspoken person, even if you've always been the quiet person. You're allowed to leave that relationship, even if you've been dating in that relationship for 6 years. You're allowed to chase whatever hobby, profession, creative outlet you want, even if that's not what your parents have always expected from you. You know, you're allowed to all of a sudden become obsessed with fitness and health, even if you've always been a bit out of shape or overweight. You know, you're allowed to do whatever you want, no matter how you've always been, no matter how old you are, no matter what life stage you're in. And that realization kind of really fires me up because it means that I'm always free to be exploring. It doesn't mean that I don't need to commit to certain things in life or people or jobs. Nah, it just means that I'm free to let my curiosity lead me. And if that leads me somewhere interesting, I have every right and every ability to dive into that even more. It means that I'm free to rewire my brain. It means that I'm allowed to see the world through whatever lens I want. You know, I could choose to see it through the lens of other people. And, you know, it's a lens that expects me to do certain things, to act a certain way, fall in line. You know, I'm also free to see the world through the lens of my past, a lens that says, this is how things have always been. This is me. You know, I'm 20 now, so this is the way it is. Or I'm 30 now, this is the way it is. You know, how could I possibly change? Or I'm free to see the world through a lens of, you know, who the F cares? That's a fresh lens that says, you know, F how you've always been, F how you've always thought or what people have expected from you or what you see on Instagram. You know, that's a lens that, as I've seen written before, allows you to paint your world using your own brush and using your own colors rather than borrowing paint and colors from other people or from your past. I think that's a great metaphor. I love that. I'm not sure where I saw that, but it's cool, right? You know, change is a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing because there's no limit to it. You know, and it's a beautiful thing because last week in the Pursuit Daily email, I wrote about endings. I wrote about the fact that change comes about as a result of things ending in your life. You know, and endings are usually seen as bad things to be avoided. But life is full of endings, and endings, I see them as amazing opportunities to change because they're new beginnings. So if you're listening now and you're kind of digging what I'm saying here, but you're not sure really what this means, where to start, how to start, I think endings are the perfect way. I mean, think about what's going on in your life right now, you know, when and where things are coming to an end. That's the perfect opportunity to start with a new beginning. That's a new beginning where you can then embrace what if, embrace curiosity, and then possibly change. And, you know, if you think about the past 10 years of your life, try to just quickly recall some of the best things that have happened to you over that time. Maybe it was a relationship. Maybe you graduated from school, got your first job. Maybe you got a better job. Maybe you moved. Maybe you traveled somewhere exotic. Maybe you made new friends. Maybe you had Chipotle for the first time. You know, no matter how those events came to happen in your life, they were the result of something else ending. They were the result of a part of your life ending, a previous mindset ending, a previous relationship ending, whatever. You know, and think about that. Whatever, whether it was, you know, a phase that ended, a mentality, a location, something ended to make way for those new things in your life, things that were great and brought value to you. Something ended, and then you found something different that grew you and tested you in new ways. You know, but at the time, though, endings don't necessarily seem that way. You know, in the midst of something ending, we can't predict the future. So it's scary, it's stressful, it makes you anxious. But with some reflection, you can come to realize that those endings, you know, have always actually brought about new beginnings in your life. And now look at you now, look at who you've become, who you are becoming. And, you know, you would never experience those new beginnings of who you're becoming unless you had endured those endings. So think about that. And now think about all the future things that you want in life, things that maybe you've kind of dismissed because, again, you say, this is who I am now because I'm this age or I've been doing this or I'm in this relationship or I live here. You know, all these things that you might want, more happiness, more success, more fulfilling relationships, better jobs, whatever. You know, those things are going to be the result of what you're living right now coming to an end. There's really no way around that. That's what change is. So I think you should lean into that. You know, it's a great time to change for the better. It's always a great time to do that, to ask yourself, what if, and then take advantage of the new beginning in your life you're about to try to live, and then answer that question. So to kind of wrap it up, I want this to be short. I want to encourage you to open up your mind to realize that it's never too late to stop following your curiosity. It's never too late to ask yourself those questions that you've always asked yourself, but this time to seriously mean what if. To mean it because you realize that by just leaving your mind open to possibility and following your curiosity, you can end up in some very, very interesting places. You can go from working a 9-to-5 you hate to doing something completely different that you absolutely love. You could also go from working a 9-to-5 you hate to maybe simply just picking up a new, amazing creative outlet that offers you happiness and fulfillment on the side. You can go from being the shy, timid person to more confident than you ever could have imagined. You can go from quiet and thinking that no one cares about what you have to say to having hundreds of thousands, millions of people listening or reading or watching what you have to say. You can go from settling in relationships to being patient and centered and just really intentional with finding people who elevate you and who inspire you. There's so many possibilities for you, and I'd hate for you to settle with who you are right now and who you've been to date if you have even the slightest inkling of doubt that you can do better. You know, if you have that inclination that you can do better, that you can become more and shine brighter, I think you can. You can. You know, you can change and grow and find that to be true by simply shaking yourself free of the expectations that you've set because, you know, you're this age or in this career or in this mindset or because you've always been a certain way. I really do believe that. You know, and in practical terms, all that means really is three things. To summarize, it means not dismissing any doubt you have that you can indeed change. It also means asking yourself, what if, and ignoring your past or how things have always been when trying to answer that question. And finally, it means letting your curiosity answer that question of what if, instead of letting your past answer it, or instead of letting some other people's expectations answer it. So that's it. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Want to keep it short? Let me know on Instagram at case.kenny. Tag me, comment, shoot me a DM. I love chatting with you all, and I love feedback. I love ideas for future episodes as well. So shoot me a note. So until next episode, I'm out.